filmed live from Monaco's glitzy Port Hercule during the 2022 Monaco Yacht Show, a Heesen Yacht Talk special looked at how to future-proof the yachting industry. Host Charlotte Kahn caught up with Gael Talarida, Managing Director of the Monaco Yacht Show, and Raphael Solo, CEO of Fraser Yachts, at the Monaco Yacht Club, to ask how the industry can attract and seduce new generations of yacht owners, and to find out how new technologies could change both owner lifestyles and the sustainability of the market. Sustainably forward. The Monaco Yacht Show requires no introduction. Serving as the most prestigious event in yachting's boat show calendar for more than 30 years, it's also the perfect opportunity to push innovation. One of the show's focal points was sustainability, which reflects the growing demand from clients. This year, we developed a sustainability hub to present all the innovations in terms of eco-friendly projects and technologies that can help to make the industry greener, says Talarida. It's down to us to highlight all available opportunities to make superyachts of today more sustainable. The show itself is organized by theme, with specific tents grouping together like-minded businesses, from the Yacht Design Hub that focuses on the latest design trends to the Parves Piscine Showcase of Interior Decor. This year also saw the addition of an adventure area, which focuses on the yachting lifestyle, from tenders and toys to off-road bicycles. There is a shift in the age of potential clients who are entering the yachting industry, and we are adapting our efforts to reflect that, says Talarida. 10 to 15 years ago, the average age of yacht owners was around 60 years of age. Today we see a rise in younger clients, which is why we as an international marketplace need to adapt the show to meet the needs of this demographic. Lucene, a moon landing. A total of 118 yachts were on display this year. Arguably the star of the show was Heesen's newly delivered 60-meter Lucene, which won Best Custom Yacht of the Year by Yachts International Awards 2022. Captained by veteran of the sea Varun Raju, the boat enjoys exterior design by Omega Architects and a stunning interior by Sino Yacht Design, using more than 180 precious materials. Notable interior features include a table in the main salon inlaid with moonstone, and a leather 3D textured wall that soars through the central atrium, tracking from the seabed to the land and sky, and finishing with a celestial moon and stars. On the exterior, a private owner's foredeck with an on-deck jacuzzi and a touch-and-go helipad, supported by dynamic positioning, nod to the ultimate in convenience. Shifting times. For brokerage house Fraser Yachts, 2022 has continued the upward trend in sales and charter. Last year was what we now think of as a golden year in yachting, and this year we still see a strong appetite for yachting, says Solo. At Fraser, we experienced a small drop in sales. However, the charter market is surpassing last year by about 20%. Solo also highlighted a rise in clients who are new to yachting, and which account for around 30% of clients this year. And he echoed Talarida's observations that the overall age of clients is decreasing. Yachting clients are getting younger, which means in the past 10 years, the average age of our customers has dropped to around 45 years old. That's quite a shift. With that comes new expectations, different itineraries and new design trends, larger windows, open beach clubs, and sustainability coupled with conservation. The American clients are driving the market today, he adds. They are pushing the trend for explore expeditions, including rediscovering America's coastlines. That includes the Caribbean, which now accounts for 33%, with clients choosing to remain there all year round and not make the transatlantic crossing to the Med for summer. These are all industry transitions that are pushing change. When it comes to sustainability, Solo adds that the industry is trying to make improvements, but there are limitations. He cited reasonable timelines for implementing new technologies as being key to future successes. We, as an industry, need to be aligned, he says.